News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
And there are just over 200 CCTV cameras in Dublin, operated by An Garda Síochána, making it one of the least surveilled capital cities in Europe. And James Gagan, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Bay South, joins us. James, you've highlighted that Dublin has one Garda CCTV for about every 6,000 people. You believe that's too low?
Yeah, good morning, Ciara. I mean, the reason I asked these questions of the minister was because of the engagements I'd had with businesses, particularly in the city centre, where, for example, they'd identify on big event days, you actually have additional CCTV cameras. So let's say the Europa League final that took place in Dublin not too long ago, right in the heart of the city centre, in parts of Temple Bar, there was additional numbers of CCTV cameras. And what the businesses would say to me there is, well, actually, incidents of shoplifting, incidents of antisocial behaviour reduced. And even I, to be honest with you, was surprised with how low the numbers were. Like, I've been in the control centre in Pier Street Garda Station. They have very sophisticated cameras for the areas where the CCTV does exist, but it's clearly we don't have enough.
Do you think the low numbers, though, was to do with extra CCTV units being rolled out, or to do with extra Garda numbers on the street because they always increase the number of guards at those events as well?
Well, I can only go by the anecdote that was told to me by a particular jeweller in Temple Bar. And actually, there was another retail trader said the same thing to me, that, you know, it obviously both are of assistance. You know, there's no overcoming the benefit of having more Gardaí on the street. But the addition to support the Gardaí of additional CCTV has proven time and again to make a difference. And I mean, there's a reason we have the CCTV cameras in the areas that we do. But if we just compare it to, let's say, just across the sea, I mean, in London, the borough of Hammersmith and Fulham has one for every 73 people. We've one CCTV camera for every 6,000 people. And if you just look at the city of Westminster, it has it for one for every 1,000 persons. So,
okay, look, we do have access. The guards do have access to CCTV that's on private premises, etc. Lots of businesses would have CCTV on the front of their premises, all of that. They have access to all that too, and they have body cams as well. So it's not like those 200 CCTV cameras operated by the guards are the only surveillance that's available in the city.
Yeah, so any business that has been subjected to shoplifting, or any individual who has been subjected to theft and has had dealings with the Gardaí in carrying out a Garda investigation in relation to that, would tell you their frustrations on that. Because what that means is that essentially the guards have to go out chasing. In some cases, they might have to get orders. Most of the times they'll get the CCTV footage that has been offered up to them by a business voluntarily. But sometimes they might have to get a warrant. So what we're talking about is live operational camera control of what is taking place in parts of our city as an additional tool. We're not talking about replacing having Gardaí on the streets, but as an additional tool to support
them. What about the argument that, do we really want all this surveillance? Do we really want Big Brother to be watching us? The idea of mass surveillance of the population, whilst in theory it will keep us safe, but it also keeps us monitored every which way. And is that what we want going forward? We want the guards, we want the powers that be to be able to watch our every movement?
I think, like all of these discussions, there's a balance here. And I mean, I think it's important for your listeners to be both assured that we're amongst the lowest in Europe. I mean, I've just given you the figures there, one in 73 people versus the one in 6,000 that we have in Dublin. So it's about getting a balance. Do we want us to become a surveillance state like, you know, countries outside the European Union? Absolutely not. But do we want to provide the Gardaí with the sufficient technology to police our city in a way that makes both the public feel safe and actually assist in making Dublin a safe city? Yes, I think we do. And I mean, ultimately, what the government are doing right now in terms of rolling out facial recognition legislation, in terms of rolling out legislation in relation to masks, this is just all about tooling up, supporting the Gardaí. So that's why, you know, in identifying, and I should say, in addition to that, some of this is, you know, breaking down silos, because Dublin City Council, so the transport authorities, they have access to over 400 CCTV cameras. And again, I've been in that operation room as well. It's you know, it's high quality cameras, and there is legislation which permits the Gardaí and the NTA to work together closer. All right. And that's what I'd like to see going forward.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is James Gagan there, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Bay South. Love to know what people think about all of that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.